You're listening to Insights with Exonia Bank, a series of conversations from our experienced team of bankers. Today's host is Mark Wehrman, president of Exonia Bank, and he'll be talking with John Lane, CEO of the Glacial Community YMCA. Like many other businesses, the YMCA faced huge challenges during the pandemic, and John gives us an inside look into how they adapted as their membership continues to grow in 2022. John also talked about the benefits of businesses partnering with the YMCA and provides updates for the Watertown and Oconomowoc locations. I'm happy to introduce Mark and John.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Mark Wehrman. I'm the president of Exonia Bank, and we are extremely happy to be here today with John Lang, who is the CEO of the YMCA, the Glacial Community YMCA with locations in Oconomowoc and Watertown. And we're looking forward to hearing all about what's going on at the YMCA. So, John, let's start with a little bit of your background.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be here. I've been the executive at this YMCA for the last 7 years and have had a wonderful career in the Y. Never anything I thought I was going to do for real. I thought I'd do it for a couple of years and then figure out what I really want to do with my life. And I've been blessed to be in Door County for 12 years. I started that YMCA, was in West Bend for another 10. And then I spent some time in Milwaukee, a short amount of time. It was too big for me. The Y was too big. It was going through a lot of changes. And then I had a chance to go out to Missoula, Montana. I was there for 4 years, and then I came back here. The interesting bit is the previous CEO, Bob Denman, came from a Y in Montana. So I think kind of the way into this YMCA in the chief role is you got to go to Montana first.
You got to go to Montana first. So you are a career YMCA veteran.
Yeah, 38 years. Again, I never thought I'd want to do it. I went to camp as a kid. And it was only when I became employed at that camp that I realized that it was YMCA Camp Minnakanee. And basically, I always say that I learned leadership at camp because you're trying to get a group of eight-year-olds to plan cabin activities, and you're doing that by facilitating the group. And that's been my style throughout my 40 years is how do you facilitate a group of people to come to the best decision? And camp is what taught me that.
That's great. Great background. Thanks, John. So you and your team are responsible for the YMCA at Pabst Farms in Oconomowoc and also the YMCA in Watertown. Been a pretty interesting couple of years with a pandemic and, you know, a little less than two years ago, a shutdown. So maybe just give us a little background as to how that all worked out at the YMCA and how things are going now.
Yeah. So let me just back up by saying the Y in Watertown was really poised and ready to move into the next level. We knew the Y was working. We knew we needed a new YMCA. We're in an old high school, and we're really we were this close. We were very, very close to authorizing a capital campaign for a new Y. And that meeting was set for the end of March 2020. And in the middle of March of 2020. We've had an emergency board meeting to close the doors. And all of a sudden, what was tremendous looking forward beyond 2020 was just how do we survive it? And it was brutal at first. We saw members stay with us for a bit, but then as the pandemic wore on, we lost membership. In fact, we were down to 60% of our membership by the end of 2020. And that is a really important bellwether. Programming shut down to nothing, next to nothing. Contributions were solid. People were very generous to make sure that the Y stayed open. The beauty of kind of what we did, we retooled operations very quickly as well. It was difficult to do. And then programming started back. We started doing emergency services care, both before and after school care. There was no school, so it was all day care at the time, as well as emergency services child care in our Pabst location. And then when the Y started opening back up, programming started to come back slowly. Programming has bounced back dramatically. In fact, we were at 2019 levels this year, starting this summer. I mean, summer day camp was full because kids had a tough year at school. They that parents just wanted them to get out and enjoy life again. And so this last year was absolutely our best year ever in summer day camp. School-age childcare is right back to where it was. One of our other big robust programs where we provide before and after school care. And our early childcare center was consistently full throughout. And so those things came back. What was surprising to us, swim lessons were almost where they were in 2019. Our youth sports programs were more than they've ever been. So 2021 was really exciting for us. It was absolutely better than we had ever dreamed. 2020 was a tough year. The only other thing I'll say is during that time, we as a staff knew that the finances weren't there, that we were going to have to be very careful financially. But it doesn't take any money to serve people with grace. And we knew people were walking in the doors loaded. I mean, they were emotionally spent or they were tense. And so how we behaved was something we could do and we could control. So our mission to put Christian principles into practice, in this case, I always say it's loving like Jesus loved. During that time especially, and even beyond then, I would say our team rallied around that. How do we serve people? How do we love like Jesus loved, regardless of the anger that people were carrying? And that is actually not anything we plan to set down. We reemphasized and doubled down on grace-filled service. We've trained other YMCAs in that as well. And it was kind of magical to watch the team, because instead of hanging our heads low, we rallied to that cause. It was neat to be a part of that.
Yeah, so a tough stretch in 2020, but a really nice rebound in 2021. I'm fortunate that I get a bit of a front row seat on the finance committee at the YMCA, and I can attest firsthand that, John, you and your team have just done a terrific job of not only keeping things going during 2020, but really finding a way to bounce back and really just lean right into it in 2021.
So, you know, another kind of interesting story is none of us were really acquainted with Zoom or Teams or any of these platforms that you meet virtually with. In fact, we had a hard time getting a conference room phone at one point. And in today's world, everything is Zoom and Teams and Google Meet. And that is something that'll never go away. We will, all of our meetings from this point forward will be hybrid. What that allowed us to do was to go to school with other YMCAs in the state of Wisconsin. Across the nation, though, with other, the Augusta, Georgia YMCA was one of the first Ys to open. We had that CEO on our Zoom call as we were all planning to open in Wisconsin, and everything that they learned, he shared with us. And likewise, so the ability to do best practice like on the fly, that's happening all over now as a result of this kind of new virtual world that we're living in. And that will be something we won't set down either. So we were blessed to learn from people who went before us, and we were happy to share anything we learned. So
it was, say the things that your YMCA has experienced were similar to some of the national or maybe statewide trends in terms of membership declines and programming bouncing back as strongly as it did?
Yeah, exactly. As I said, our membership dropped to about 60% of what it was. And, happy to say we're 15% up now from, we're 15% of the way back. That will be a long, slow climb. That won't happen overnight. That'll happen over time. And that is pretty similar to what other YMCAs have done. Our programming really has been more robust than what otherwise are experiencing. And the contributed revenue, which is kind of our third major part of our operation, that has been absolutely solid, in fact, increasing. And that is, otherwise are experiencing that too. So the generosity that this pandemic has kind of brought out in people is another blessing. People are helping each other through this.
That's great. Thanks, John. I want to talk a little bit about what makes this YMCA different. And one of the things that comes to my mind that I'm certainly aware of is that you have a full-time spiritual development director, which is somewhat unique. And you've been to other YMCAs, so maybe talk a little bit about how that differentiates your YMCA.
Yeah, so when Bruce Osborne, our spiritual development director and chaplain, was hired 15 years ago, He was one of six or seven in the nation, 900 corporate-wise at the time. That number grew to about 75 different chaplains or spiritual development directors, but the pandemic pared it back almost to 50% of that. Our why has always been what we call a big C YMCA. We believe that the YMCA and the faith value is one of our core values. And I was excited to come to this why because my time at camp had me connected spiritually via the YMCA Raggers program. And so when I thought about a YMCA, I wanted to be a part of the fact that this YMCA said, you know what, spiritual development is just as important as physical or mental development. It's an important part of what we do. It's been that here. We just hosted two Chilean interns as a result of a couple of mission trips that we had down to Chile. So we were able to have two folks up for the month of December. We are planning our next trip to Esperanza Viva, an orphanage in Puebla, Mexico. We actually have our previous youth and teen director is down there serving full time as a part of the Puebla team for a couple of years. And so in some respects, we kind of feel like we have a missionary down there right now. So it's been a tremendous blessing. I think it's kept us grounded in what's really important. And again, when we think about Christian principles being put into practice, we always focus on loving like Jesus loved. We're not religious teaching as much as we're religious or we're Christian in our behavior, which is, you know, Jesus loved everybody and we should too. And so that tends to be the atmosphere we're trying to kind of evoke in the organization, in every program, in meetings. And it's something that I enjoy being I'm proud to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good reminder for a lot of people that the C in YMCA does stand for Christian. And I like that concept that you consider this YMCA a big C YMCA.
Yeah.
I think that's a great visual concept to think about. So talk a little bit about what's happening in both markets, so Conemaugh and Watertown, in terms of things coming up. You mentioned that the Watertown project was paused about little under 2 years ago now, but what's next?
So the interesting thing is during that pause, the Greater Watertown Community Health Foundation did some survey work in understanding the need of childcare. And what we know is that for every child, over 10,000 kids, 0 to 5 years of age, for every child that's there, we maybe have one spot for every three kids. So 30% of licensed childcare spots for 10,000 kids. That's quite a childcare desert. We knew it was bad kind of intuitively when the data came out in kind of the fall of 2020. It was an indictment on all of us. And so we've been working diligently with the foundation and other community leaders to retool our capital process. So how might we come together to provide more childcare and wrap ourselves around young families? And how might we extend that into kind of the greater service area of the foundation, you know, up into Dodge County, down to Jefferson? How might we address those needs differently? The other thing the pandemic did is everyone knew childcare was an infrastructure support to the workforce. Now everybody knows it differently. And so I think business and industry have realized that I think much the same way health insurance is a necessity, childcare is a necessity to workforce. And so my sense is that in the next 5 to 10 years, you'll see a lot more company partnership, just like you do in health insurance. And that's because it's a critical support that families need in order to be able to be a part of the workforce.
Yeah, I think now more than ever, I mean, a lot of businesses are reporting challenges trying to find people to come to work on a regular basis. And childcare is a big factor in that. I mean, if they don't have a place for their kids to go. And I tell you, we see it firsthand in our family. We've got our grandkids have been at the YMCA program, and it's a great program. But without that, our kids would have a hard time getting to work on a regular basis.
Yeah, I just, we always knew it was an issue for people. But again, I think the awareness is very different as a result of the pandemic, and that won't go away. Quick story, 40 years ago, when we were trying to sell a YMCA membership to a corporation to provide some support, people wouldn't bite because healthcare was so cheap. Well, now there's a very different situation, and now people understand the necessity for preventative health. My sense is that employer partnerships with families and their workforce will become commonplace. And that's actually good news for young families. I think it'll be good news for the workforce as well. So in any event, back to Watertown. I mean, so the intention was originally is that childcare phase was probably going to be our third phase. We're going to replace the old high school and its offerings. We were going to add a pool in phase two, and phase three would be a childcare center. And what we know now is we need to do that first. We need to do that childcare center first. So that's what we've been working on. We're not at a place where we can unveil anything, but I can tell you that there's been a lot of work done and a lot of focused effort on trying to get that first phase moving. And hopefully 2022 is the year we get to announce that. I have a meeting at noon where we're going to talk about how we might kind of work quietly and behind the scenes to make sure that this gets done.
Right. That's great. And I'm sure it will get done at some point in time. A little bit of a pause, but good things come to those who wait sometimes. So,
yeah, when we closed the Y in March of 2020, and then we started opening the Y, there was no horizon. We were planning every day. Things were changing. I want to say in October of 2020 is the first time that we looked up at the horizon and said, okay, how do we march through this next year? And actually did some planning. And then shortly thereafter, we learned of the real critical issue of childcare in the Watertown community. And I do think that kind of you'll see out of the box innovation coming from the Y. We've got a great program going on right now. You know, it's a Better Together membership program. So in essence, if you're an existing member of the Y and you find somebody who hasn't been a member of the Y for 6 months, you can buddy up and you each get 20% off your membership as long as you're both members. So some folks are stacking. So some folks have 3 and 4 members they've brought in. It's not like you can get 80%, but you can protect yourself in case one of them leaves. And so it's kind of a 2020 plan. And my staff team didn't want to call it the 2020 plan because, I mean, 2020 was not a great year. It was a tough one. But it's really starting to take off. And that's, I mean, we knew that we needed really to work like a startup business again and build business back, build our membership back. This is a great way to create partnership between people, between members, and to provide a little incentive to do that. So that's one of our key initiatives, and we've seen the membership really take off. The thing that was surprising is we thought we were going to see membership decline during the first part of 2021. It steadily rose through the summer. Normally it drops a little bit in the summer. And now this fall, it's growing at an even more rapid level. So yeah,
that's great. Yeah. That's great. So a lot of exciting things happening in Watertown, more to come. We'll wait and listen for announcements. What about Oconomowoc? I mean, Oconomowoc, I think about where the Pabst Farms YMCA is located. There are literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of new housing units coming online here over the next couple of years in Oconomowoc. How do you guys plan to take advantage of that and serve those new members of the community?
So my mom used to plant irises, and they're a bulb plant, and they grow and they grow and they grow, and they get to that place where they're kind of bounded. And if you don't split the irises, you don't continue to see growth. We have 10 acres of property on the north end of town, right next to the middle school, right out there in the intersection of Highway Z and 16. And that 10 acres is land baked for the future. My sense is that somewhere down the road, we'll need to split the irises and put a northern facility in play. And we'll draw a number of people who are currently coming to the Pabst location to that. So that'll open up space there and it'll build capacity. Prior to that, though, we actually have plans drawn up for a pretty exciting next steps in Oconomowoc, how we make use of people's desire to be outside. There's a wonderful space behind the pool, great space for a splash pad for young families, just to, and again, outdoors, right? How do we create outdoor exercise space beyond the Miracle Field, which people have been using for outdoor exercise space since the pandemic? We've got a couple of things in mind for that. So there are plans in place. We'll be spending some time with our board and strategic planning in these next 3 to 4 months to really look at how do we proceed in Watertown. How do we proceed in Oconomowoc? And then the third part of that is as we're still carrying debt from the initial construction, how might we knock that down somewhat? Because we're encumbered by that. And if we could free ourselves up there, what could we do with that?
Right. Great plans for the future. A lot to think about, but really exciting to be part of a big growing community like Oconomowoc, and exciting about what's going on in Watertown as well.
Can I interrupt you, though, Mark? You guys, I mean, your bank, Exonia Bank, I just want to say you have been a tremendous partner in all of this. You're part of our finance committee. I'm talking personally now. You're part of our finance committee. You've been part of our annual campaign. So you help raise money so that individuals who can't afford it can still participate in the Y. Your bank has done the same thing. You're our debt partner. So I just really want to underscore the importance of that partnership. And I think our contributed members, our vendors, our business partners, all of that are what's making this YMCA successful. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, John. But you, as I've told you before, you guys make it easy because you have such a well-run organization. And you prove that to us all the time. So we're just really excited and proud, really, to be a partner of the YMCA on the banking side. So thank you for that. You mentioned businesses in the community. I mean, what advice do you have for other businesses in terms of how they can become more active? Well, how can they partner with the YMCA? What are things that other businesses can do?
I think in some respects, we're talking about it. I think there's always opportunities for sponsorship, which ends up being a marketing opportunity for the business, but then helps to underwrite costs in the YMCA for scholarship in our annual campaign. We've got an auction coming up in March. We do one in Watertown in November, and we have our annual campaign. So businesses can absolutely be contributing and sponsoring and supporting the good work that we do. Another place that a lot of businesses partner with us is in corporate membership, health and well-being. And so they'll provide X number of dollars per month for their employees to participate in a health and wellness program. Maybe the Y, maybe somewhere else. I think the point for businesses is to make sure they get their people moving and active. And that's something that we will walk side by side with any corporation in doing. I think the third piece, and the one that's going to be coming up in the future, is really critically looking at how you support young families. Those first 5 years of life are crazy for young families. And so how might businesses look to participate? The DCF website now, the State of Wisconsin Department of Children and Families website now, has a partner up program where they're actually encouraging businesses to partner with their young families, and they'll provide some matching subsidies as well. So I do think that's a future for businesses as well. Not something that's current, like our membership program, but something that I'm guessing is right down the pike.
Yeah, terrific. Our bank has taken advantage of being a partner with the YMCA on some of the wellness programs, and I think it's been a great resource for us. So appreciate all the help you do for us there. What about individuals? I mean, if obviously people could join the YMCA, people can participate in the programs. Are there other things that individuals can do to volunteer?
I was just going to say, volunteerism comes in many forms and fashion. We have a community garden, and we have 6 or 7 folks that volunteer to be there once a week. So somebody's there on Tuesday morning, somebody there on Thursday mornings. People will help plant and weed and harvest. So you have kind of very quiet volunteer opportunities. You can volunteer for our Special Olympics program and be part of the Special Olympics program or youth sports programming. So there's kind of active participation as a volunteer in program. And then there's more of the policy making volunteers. So become engaged in boards and committees. If you would like to be a part of the organization as it looks forward, that would be the place that I would suggest. And you could certainly call and talk to me or the branch executive in Watertown or Oconomowoc. I know Kay in Watertown and Jess in Oconomowoc would love to talk to you about that. And then every year we do this annual campaign. And that is at its best, it's when community members are asking community members. I mean, I'm the paid guy. I can certainly ask for funds, but I think it means something more when a community member says, hey, I'm doing this. Would you be a part of this too? And so that's another place where we'd love to have people volunteer.
Yeah, I think the annual campaign is a great one. I've been part of it myself. And we're always encouraged to be, when we're part of that, just tell the story. Everyone's got a story about the YMCA. And you tell those stories out in the community and they spread and they resonate. I think that's what really drives the support at the end of the day. So, well, is there anything else you want to talk about that we haven't already hit on here?
The only thing I'll add is this. It's my wish that in 2022, people all step back a little bit from kind of the anger and divisiveness that we've seen and realize that everybody is just doing the best that they can. People who feel very differently about the direction are still just doing the best that we can. And if we could give each other a little bit of grace, I think it would make 2022 a little bit more welcoming and gentle. And we need it because we're not out of the woods yet. People are running red line. How do we love like Jesus loved? I mean, I can't say it any better than that.
Yeah, you really can't. And I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I was talking to someone the other day who just said, and I hear a number of business owners tell me this, well, we're just done with the pandemic. Well, we all want to be done with it. The problem is the pandemic's not quite done with us yet. So we just have to find a way to get through it. And I think taking a step back and just letting people do the best they can do is probably the best way to accomplish that. And we're all trying to do that. So, well, John, thank you very much for spending the time with us this morning to talk about what's going on at the YMCA and Watertown and Oconomowoc. Again, at our bank, we're just thrilled to be a partner with your organization. You and your team have done a terrific job. So we're looking forward to everything that's going on in the future and look forward to hearing more from you.
Wonderful, Mark. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be sharing more stories in the episodes ahead, so if you like the information you heard today, please make sure to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Wishing you all continued success. We'll talk to you soon.